The Giants are ramping up for a visit from a familiar foe as the Cowboys come to MetLife Stadium Sunday afternoon. I'm Madeline Burke with your two-minute drill. The Giants are facing a Cowboys team without running back Ezekiel Elliott, who's in the midst of a six-game suspension. But Olivier Vernon knows, despite being without a star, Dallas isn't a team to sleep on.
Man, you know, they still got a lot of weapons on their team. Still got a good offensive line, got a good quarterback as well, great receivers. You know, he brings a different factor when he's in the game, when he's playing, you know, obviously. But, you know, they also got a good back right there, too, you know. He's able to make plays. He just ran over 100 yards last time they played. So we can't take any of those guys lightly just because they're missing one guy. You know, they're still a great football team.
The loss of Elliott has also created a change in the approach for Dak Prescott, as Landon Collins describes.
I think we're better prepared. Now the only thing we have to get used to is that Dak is pulling the ball a little bit more. I guess because Zeke's not there, but he's pulling the ball. Now we have to worry about him running the ball. Usually he doesn't pull. Other than that, the guys that we have on the field, we got to kind of stir and we have a sense for each other, and we plan fast.
Get game ready with Giants 1st and 10 airing Friday at 5:30 p.m. on MSG, with re-airs all weekend on the MSG networks. The Giants host the Cowboys Sunday at 1 p.m. If you're coming to the game, be sure to bring a new or gently worn coat or hoodie to donate at any of the entrances to the stadium in the 22nd annual Coat and Hoodie Drive. And you can watch the game on Fox or listen on WFAN Sports Radio with a pregame show starting at 11:30 a.m. And after the game, remember to flip it to MSG for immediate reaction and analysis on Giants Postgame Live.